Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your defense. We thank you for your preservation. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for giving us breakthroughs, successes, victories, and progress. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you, Lord, for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for your peace that fills our hearts. Thank you for your joy that we have in us. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for destroying all the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you for terminating the plans of the enemy that were devised against us. Thank you for protecting our family members and relatives. Thank you, Father. We are grateful for your provisions. Thank you for always providing for our needs. Thank you for always supplying our needs according to your riches in glory. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because you have never let us down. You have never disappointed us. You always do everything we ask you. Thank you, Father. You have not allowed us to be put to shame. You have not allowed our enemies to rejoice over us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence this midnight to seek your face. to pray, to worship you. I ask that you answer us as we pray. Visit us as we worship you. Touch our lives and change our lives as we seek you. In Jesus' name. Let your will prevail in our lives and situations. Let your name be forever glorified in our lives. Let your glory descend upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our midst and lead us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're welcome to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs right now. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever. He's alive. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. There's no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He lives.
give glory to the Lord. Yes.
We give glory.
We give glory to the Lord. He reigns.
He reigns forever.
We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns.
How excellent is Your name, O Lord. How excellent is Your name.
How excellent is Your name, O Lord.
In all the earth.
How excellent is Your name. How excellent is Your name. How excellent is Your name.
How excellent is Your name.
How excellent is Your name. How excellent is Your name. How excellent is Your name. Oh Lord. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassion, they fail not. As Thou art been, Thou forever will be.
Great is Your faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning is by morning, new rest. I see
all I have needed.
All I have needed, I have provided. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Hold on again, I give You my heart. Hold on again, I give You my soul. Hold on again, hold on again, I belong to You, Lord. Hold on again, I give You my life, Jesus, over and again. I give You my soul, over and again. Over and again, I belong to You. Oh, Almighty God, Almighty God, our generation shall praise Your name. Our generation
Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
Think with me, how great is our God. He knows we hungry. He's our God. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You God, the whole world in your way. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You God, the whole world in your way. You God, the whole world. You God, the whole world in your way. You go the world in your way. You go the whole world in your way. You go the whole world in your way. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here to say, faithful are you, Lord. Forever faithful, Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. O Lord, my God, why are you so wondrous? Conceived and whole, the works thy hand hath made.
I see the stars,
I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder,
thy power
throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
How great the heart.
How great thou art, Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great. Blessed Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name.
Sing like never before.
Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name.
Sing like never before.
Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name.
Begin to worship and bless His name. Adore Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, worship Him, praise Him. He is the all-sufficient God. He is self-sufficient God. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Almighty God, the Most High God, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the Rock of our salvation. Praise Him. He's our fortress. He's our strength. He's our help. And He's our helper. Worship Him for who He is. Is higher than all, greater than all, stronger than all, wiser than all. He is the creator of everything, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the creator of all creatures. Praise Him. He speaks and His words come to pass. He reverses irreversible things. He controls times and seasons. He makes impossible things possible. Worship Him. He does mighty miracles. He opens doors no man can shut. He shuts doors no man can open. Worship His majesty. He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. We worship You, Father. For there is nothing You cannot do. You are our Savior, You are our Redeemer, You are our Deliverer, You are our Healer. We worship You, Father. You are our all in all. You are a place of safety, our place of refuge. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. We are so grateful to have been in our lives, and we are so grateful to be in You, to be in Your life. Blessed be Your holy name. Who can stand against You? Who can fight You? Who can confront You in battle and prevail? You are too strong to be defeated. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. You are so faithful. You are so gracious. You are so kind. You are so merciful. You are so compassionate. Thank You, Father. You're the one who answers prayers. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank Him. We can say thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness that You have revealed in my life and situations. Open Your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank You, Father, for Your faithfulness that You have demonstrated in my life, in my situations, on daily basis. Thank You for showing Your faithfulness in my life. Thank You for proving Your faithfulness in my life. Thank You, Father. Thank You for showing me Your faithfulness. Thank You for demonstrating Your faithfulness in my situations. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You for answering my prayers to show that You are faithful for helping me when I called for your help. To show your faithfulness. Thank you for fighting my battles. To show your faithfulness. Thank you, Father. For you have never failed me. Thank you, for you have never let me down. Thank you, Father, for you have never disappointed me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Father, for taking away failures from my life and for making me to succeed in everything that I do. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for removing failures from my life. And thank you for making me succeed in everything that I do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to say thank you, Lord, for all your promises that you have brought to pass in my life. Thank you for all your promises that you have fulfilled in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for fulfilling your promises in my life. Thank you for fulfilling your promises in my life. Thank you for performing your promises in my life. Thank you for doing your will in my life. Thank you for doing my life as you please. Thank you, Father, for fulfilling your plan in my life. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. He has to be to thank you. You're going to say thank you, Lord, for making difficult things easy for me. Things that are always difficult for humans, you have made to become easy in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, because in my life, you have made difficult things to be easy. You have made things that are difficult for human strength, for human wisdom, for human nature. You have made them to be so easy for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have to be able to thank him. You can say thank you, Lord, for your light that is shining in my heart, in my soul, teaching me your way, teaching me to walk in your way. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for your light that is shining in my spirit. Thank you for your light that is shining in my soul. Teaching me to walk in your ways. Teaching me to walk in your path, to walk on your path. Teaching me to do your will. Teaching me your righteousness. Thank you for for your light that is shining in my heart, in my soul. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for supplying all my needs. Thank you for not allowing me to beg before I can spend. Thank you for not allowing me to borrow before I can spend. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for meeting my needs. Thank you for supplying all my needs according to how rich you are. Thank you for supplying all my needs. Thank you for taking away scarcity from my life. Thank you for taking away lack from my life. Thank you for taking away hunger from my life. Thank you, Father, for taking away poverty from my life. Thank you for supplying everything that I need and on daily basis. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for not allowing me to borrow to survive. Thank you for not allowing me to beg to survive. Thank you for providing for me. Be praised forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, because the intentions of my enemies concerning my life did not happen. The intentions of my enemy to hurt my life did not succeed. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, because the intentions of my enemies to hurt me did not succeed. The intentions of my enemies to destroy my life, to cut short my lifespan, did not succeed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. We are going to say thank you, Lord, for destroying all the works the enemy have been doing against my life. Thank you for destroying all their works that have been going on against my life, against my destiny. Thank you for destroying them. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for destroying the works of the devil, the works of darkness that they have been doing against my life. Thank you for destroying the works of witchcraft, the works of demons that have been going on against my life, against my calling, against my destiny. Thank you, Father, for destroying their works. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, We have given it thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say thank you, Father, for making way for my progress. So thank you, Father, for making way for my progress to happen. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for making ways for my progress. Thank you for making ways for my success. Thank you for making ways for my elevation. Thank you for making ways for my promotion. Thank you, Father. Thank you for removing barriers from my way so that I can move forward. Thank you for removing rejection, opposition, obstacles from my way so that I can move forward. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the victories you have given me over battles of the enemy, over all the realms of darkness that have been oppressing me. Thank you for giving me victories over them all. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for all the victories you have given to me in my battles against the enemy, in my battles against the realms and forces of darkness. Thank you, Father, for all the victories you have given me over pain, over temptations, over sicknesses, over diseases, over the flesh. Thank you for all the victories you have given me in spiritual warfare. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your strength manifest in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, to make me stronger than my weaknesses, than my enemies, than my limitations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, let your strength manifest in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, to make me stronger than my weaknesses, than my limitations, than my enemies. In the name of Jesus, let your strength, O Lord, manifest in me. And let it make me stronger than sin. Let your strength manifest in me. Let it make me stronger than darkness. Let your strength manifest in me. And let it make me stronger than all the realms and kingdoms of darkness. In the name of Jesus, let your strength appear in me right now. Let your strength appear in me right now. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, let your strength become my strength. Let your strength become my strength, such that everything that cannot overcome you will not be able to overcome me. Let your strength become my strength. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your strength become my strength, such that everything that cannot overcome you, everything that cannot conquer you, will not be able to conquer me. In the name of Jesus, transform my strength into your strength now. In the name of Jesus, transform my strength, O Lord, into your strength right now. In the name of Jesus, transform the strength in my body, the strength in my soul, the strength in my spirit, into your strength right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my feet, so that I can generate strength from your spirit that is in me. Say, Father, strengthen my feet to be able to draw strength and power from your spirit that is in me. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, strengthen my feet so that I will be able to draw strength from your spirit that is in me, from your presence that is in me. In the name of Jesus, strengthen my faith so that I will be able to draw power and might from your spirit, from your Holy Spirit that is within me. Strengthen my faith now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Strengthen my faith, O Lord, so that I will be able to draw power and strength and wisdom from your spirit that is in me. Strengthen my faith so that I will be able to draw anointing through faith from your presence that is in me. In the name of Jesus, strengthen my we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Spirit arise from within me and destroy every weakness in me. Say, let fire of the Holy Spirit arise from within me and destroy every weakness in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Spirit arise from within me. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit arise from within my spirit, soul, and body. And let that fire destroy every weakness planted by the devil. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them now. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit arise from within me to destroy every weakness planted by darkness, every weakness planted by witchcraft, every weakness planted by devils. Let fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, begin to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy every weakness in me that have created a limitation in my life, in my destiny, in my calling. Let fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every weakness that I've created a limitation in my life, a limitation that will not allow me fulfill my destiny. Every weakness that I've created a limitation in my life that will not allow me fulfill my calling. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the weakness now. Continue to pray like that. Every weakness that I've created a limitation in my life, in my calling, in my career, in my destiny. Fire of the Holy Spirit, destroy them. Destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, every weakness in my spirit, soul, and body that have created a barrier that will not allow my calling and destiny to be fulfilled, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, I begin to say, I reject every weakness, every infirmity that is against the fulfillment of my calling. Begin to say, I reject every weakness, every infirmity in my life that is against the fulfillment of my calling in the head, I reject them and I cast them out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, destroy everything the enemy has created in my life to make sure that I don't reach the height you have prepared for me. Every problem, everything the enemy has created in my life, every barrier, every limitation, whatever the enemy has created in my life, so as to ensure that I don't reach the height you have set for me to reach. Father, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Whatsoever the enemy has created, every evil creation of the enemy that is not going to allow me to reach the height you have prepared for me, Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every evil creation of the enemy in my life, everything that the enemy created in my life, everything that was not created by you, everything that was created by the enemy in my life to ensure that I don't reach the height you want me to reach, to ensure that I don't become the person you want me to be. Father, destroy such creation right now in the name of Jesus. And everything the enemy created in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my character, in my attitude, whatever the enemy have created in my life to make sure that I don't reach the height you have set for me to reach, Father, destroy such creation right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, liberate my life from every captivity of darkness that is not going to allow me fulfill my calling and destiny in the earth. Say, Father, liberate me from every captivity of darkness that will not allow me fulfill my calling and destiny in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Liberate me from every prison of darkness that will not allow me fulfill my destiny. Father, liberate me now. Release me now. Release me now. Release my spirit. Release my soul. Release my body, release my mind, release my emotions, feelings, release me completely from prisons of darkness, captivities of darkness, bondages of darkness, slavery of darkness, that is not going to allow me to become the person you have sent me to be, the person you have sent me to become in this earth. Liberate me from all captivity that will not allow my destiny to be fulfilled. Liberate me now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, destroy every satanic remote control. Every satanic remote control system that is controlling my life to go in the direction Satan wants. The Father destroys such system. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bajana Jesus via Shinadea. Father, with your mighty hand, destroy every satanic remote control system that is controlling me, controlling my mind, controlling my thoughts, controlling the affairs of my life, to go in the direction Satan wants you to go. Father, destroy such system and release me from such control. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every remote control device, every remote control satanic device, every remote control satanic instrument, satanic equipment that are being used to control my life, to control my mind, to control my thoughts, to control my feelings, to control my choices, my decisions. Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft remote control systems, witchcraft remote control devices and instruments that are being used to manipulate the journey of my life, to control the affairs of my life, to control my activities, to control my decisions and choices. Father, release fire to destroy them. Release fire upon them and destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You can see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every covenant that have been initiated in the realms of darkness to stop the fulfillment of my destiny, to hinder the fulfillment of my calling. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the covenant, destroy the initiation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy. Thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covenant that have been initiated in the realms of darkness to put my life in bondage, to put my destiny in everlasting bondage. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the covenant, destroy the initiation now in the name of Jesus. Every covenant, every evil covenant that have been initiated in the realms of darkness because of me. Every covenant that have been initiated in the realms of darkness to stop me from getting to where God wants me to reach, to stop me from possessing my possessions, to stop me from becoming who God says I am. Fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate such covenant in the name of Jesus. Every blood covenant that have been initiated in the demonic realm to put my life and destiny under captivity, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every door the enemy have shut against my life to open unto me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command every door the enemy have shut against my life to open unto me now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every door of success, every door of greatness, every door of glory, every door of honor that the enemy, that the agents of Satan have shut against me, I command those doors to open for me now. In the name of Jesus. Every door of prosperity, every door of breakthroughs, every door of riches and wealth that the kingdoms of darkness have shut against me, I command those doors to open before me, to open for me right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let the doors open unto me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the keys of the kingdom of heaven that is able to open any door that must open for my life to move forward, for my life to ascend into greatness. Begin to say, I receive the keys of the kingdom of heaven that is able to open every door, that is able to open any door. I receive the keys. Now open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive the keys of the kingdoms of heaven that is able to open every door that must open for my life to ascend into greatness, into glory and honor. I receive the keys now in the name of Jesus, the keys of the kingdom that will make things that are impossible to others to become possible to me. I receive those keys right now in the name of Jesus, the keys of the kingdom of God, that thou make me to possess my possession. I receive those keys right now in the name of Jesus, the keys of the kingdom of heaven that will make difficult things easy for me. I receive those keys right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. The keys of the kingdom of heaven that will make anything to become possible unto me. That will make everything God created to obey me, to serve me. I receive the keys now in the name of Jesus. The keys of the kingdom of heaven that will make uncommon and unusual miracles to happen in my life. I receive such keys right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of darkness that is making me become weak and tired when I have made up my mind to do what is right, to do what the Lord has appointed me to do, what the Lord has called me to do. Every spirit of darkness that makes me too weak to do what God requires from my life, begin to say, I cast out that spirit in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Why is it that it is when you have decided to do what God wants you to do that you start to get sick? Does that make sense? Cast out the spirit now in the name of Jesus. Begin to see every spirit of darkness making me to become too weak, too tired to do what God requires from my life. Touch fire of the Holy Ghost. Come out by fire. Come out of my life by fire. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of weariness, every spirit of tiredness, every spirit of lukewarmness, every spirit of weakness that comes upon me when I have set my mind to do what is right in the sight of God, I command you to come out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. I believe your prayer like that. Come out of my spirit. Come out of my soul. Come out of my body now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of laziness, every spirit of of idleness, every spirit of procrastination that comes upon me when I have decided to do what God requires of me, come out of my life now by fire in the name of Jesus. Get out of my life forever now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be faithful in the Lord's business or in God's business. And what is God's business? Everything that God is doing on earth, that is God's business. Say, I receive grace to be faithful in God's business. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive grace to be faithful, to be committed in doing God's business, in doing God's work, in doing what God have called me to do, what God have commanded every Christian to do. So you don't have to become, you don't need to be a pastor before you go and preach the gospel. You don't need to be a prophet before you go and win souls. See, I receive grace to be faithful in everything that pertains to God's business. I receive grace to be faithful in them all. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be faithful in everything that pertains to soul winning. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be committed in doing the things that God requires from my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be faithful in doing the things that will expand God's kingdom on earth. Begin to say, I receive grace to be faithful in doing the things that will promote God's kingdom in the earth. I receive grace to be faithful in doing the things that will make God's kingdom prevail over the kingdom of this world. I receive the grace right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive the grace to live a balanced Christian life. And what is a balanced Christian life? It's such a life where you are perfect in everything God requires from your life. And you are not allowing one aspect of your life to affect the other aspect of your life. That is the balanced Christian life. Yeah, when the will of God is being done in every aspect of your life. Yeah, and you're not making a mistake in one aspect of your life. In such a way that aspect of your life is now affecting other aspects of your life. So that is a balanced Christian life. Yeah, because some people, when a particular aspect of their life is having an issue, all the other aspects will start to suffer. Yeah, some people, when they're having an issue maybe in their finances, then even their spiritual life starts to suffer. Now they cannot pray anymore because they're having an issue. That is not a balanced Christian life. Yeah, so you can say, I receive grace to live a balanced Christian life here on earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive wisdom. I receive grace to live a Christian life that is balanced, that is perfect. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to allow the will of God prevail in every aspect of my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to fulfill God's purposes in every aspect of my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to live a Christian life that is balanced, a Christian life that is not confused. I receive grace to live a Christian life that is not confused. I receive the grace right now. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, unlock unto me the secret about my life, calling and destiny that I have not yet discovered. The Father, unfold unto me, unlock unto me, reveal unto me the secret, hidden things about my life, calling and destiny that I am yet to find out. Unfold them to me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Now, hashish sinele shidana. Nishana taba shanarevelea. Unfold unto me. Reveal unto me the secret about my life. The secret about my calling, the secret about my future, the secret about my destiny that I am yet to find out, that I am yet to know. Father, reveal them to me now. In the name of Jesus, reveal them to me. Unfold them to me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the mystery about my life, the mystery about my destiny, the mysteries about my calling that is hidden from me, that I must discover. Father, reveal them to me now. Expose them to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the ground of this earth release unto me great abundance of blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. Say, Father, let the ground of this earth release into my life great abundance of blessings. Abundance of blessings. Abundance of treasure. In the name of Jesus, let the earth release unto me. Let the earth pour out unto me great treasures, great riches, great wealth, great blessings from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, let the ground open its mouth and pour out unto me great blessing, great riches, great wealth, in the name of Jesus. Even the ground people have called barren, let such ground produce great blessing unto me. Let such grounds release great blessings into my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every limitation Satan has set in this earth against my success. Every limitation Satan has put positioned in this earth, in the affairs, here on earth, in the systems, here on earth, to stop my success, to stop my progress, to stop my prosperity. Oh Lord, destroy such limitations, break them into pieces. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every limitation set by Satan in the head. Every limitation Satan has set in strategic places in the head to stop my success from happening, to stop my progress, to stop my prosperity. Father, destroy them now. Break such limitations into pieces right now. Break them into pieces. Thank you, Lord. Every witchcraft limitation, every marine spirit limitation, every demonic and satanic limitation that have been strategically positioned on earth to prevent me from succeeding, to prevent me from making progress, to prevent me from possessing my possessions, to prevent me from entering into the glory of my destiny. Father, destroy such limitations right now. Break them into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Break them into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every power that is using the realm of my dreams to oppress me, to afflict me, and to steal from me. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jehashone leshonelesda masajatabas de negria. Continue to pray. That I come against every power of darkness, every creature of darkness, personality of darkness, using the realm of my dreams, using the realm of my dreams to oppress me, to afflict me, and to steal from me. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. The realm of your dreams, in this context, means the dreams when you sleep, the dreams you get when you sleep, yeah, or the realm you find yourself every time you sleep. So continue to pray. So I come against every power of darkness, spirit of darkness, agent of darkness, that is using the realm of my dreams to oppress me, to afflict me, to introduce evil into my life, to plant evil into my life, to steal from me. Let the anger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God and break into pieces every prison of darkness holding my blessings captive. Every demonic band holding my blessings captive, let fire fall and break them into pieces, and let my blessings come to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let fire fall and destroy every demonic boxes, every demonic cage, every demonic prison, every demonic bank that is holding the treasures that belongs to me captive. Let fire fall and break them into pieces. Every demonic cage, every demonic boxes, every demonic prison holding my treasures captive, holding my riches and wealth captive, let the fire of God break them into pieces. And let my blessings come to me now. In the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God break them into pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I decree, let blindness from the Lord come upon every evil eye that is watching my life for evil. Let blindness from the Lord strike those eyes. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every evil eye watching over me, monitoring my life, monitoring my going out and coming in, monitoring everything I do, I command blindness from the Lord to enter into those eyes right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Zene hasu ejatala, mashtu gedene shiraba. Every evil eye watching over me, watching over the affairs of my life, watching over my going out and coming in, watching over the activities of my life, I command blindness from the Lord to enter those eyes now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Every satanic and demonic surveillance systems, surveillance camera, receive destruction from the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic, demonic, and witchcraft surveillance system and camera that is watching over my life, that are being used against my life, I command them to receive destruction from the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You can see, Father, by your mercy, make everything that I've been moving slowly in my life, every good thing that I've been moving slowly, make them to move now with speed in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, Father, let every good thing that is being delayed in my life, let them now manifest with speed. Everyone, that way to pray that prayer. Every good thing that is being delayed in my life, in my calling, in my destiny, in my ministry, in my career, every good thing that is being delayed, every good thing that is delayed, Father, make them manifest now with speed. With great speed, now in the name of Jesus. Every answer to my prayer that is being delayed, Father, by your mercy, make them manifest now with speed. Make them manifest with great speed. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the fulfillment of your promises that is being delayed in my life, Father, make it happen now with great speed, with unusual and uncommon speed, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make use of everything that appears negative in my life, in my situation, to lift my life up, to lift up my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Before I make use of everything and anything that appears negative in my life, make use of them to lift me up, to move me forward in the name of Jesus. Make use of every unpleasant situation, negative situation in my life, to lift me up, to give me great success, to make me prosper in the name of Jesus. Even the things the enemy created for my downfall, Father, make use of them to lift me up. In the name of Jesus. Even the situations created by the enemy to bring me down, Father, make use of the same situations to lift me up. right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the secret that will make me excel and prosper greatly in my career, in my calling. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, open my eyes to see this secret that will give me great excellence in my career and calling. Open my eyes to see such secret. Open my eyes to see such secret of excellence that will make me 10 times better, even many times better than every other person doing the same career that I am doing. Open my eyes to see, to discover secrets of excellence that will make me the best in my career and calling in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see the secrets of excellence that will make me the best in the business that I am doing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say the name of Jesus. I take authority over every environmental devil, environmental demon, environmental devil, environmental witchcraft, environmental powers that are fighting against my life and destiny. Say, I take authority over them. I claim dominion over them in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I take authority. I take dominion over environmental devils, territorial devils, environmental witchcraft, territorial witchcraft. I take authority over them now in the name of Jesus. I take dominion over them. I take dominion over them. I take dominion over them. Thank you, Lord. I take dominion over territorial witchcraft, over every witchcraft in my environment. I take dominion over them. I take authority over them. Now, in the name of Jesus, I take dominion over every environmental demon, every environmental satanic operation, demonic operation, witchcraft operation. I take dominion over them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I take dominion over them all. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your peace, your perfect peace and joy rule over my life. Let no darkness be able to take away my peace and enjoy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your peace and joy rule over my life from this day onwards. In the name of Jesus, let your peace and joy rule over my life. Let your peace and joy rule over my days. Let your peace and joy rule over my mind. Let your peace and joy prevail in my soul continually. Let no darkness, let no devil be able to take away my peace and joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every good thing that has supposed to have happened in my life happen now, according to your mercy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every good thing that are supposed to have happened in my life, oh Lord, make them happen to me now. Every blessing I'm supposed to have received by now, Father, let me receive them now. Let me receive them now. Every help, every intervention, every support that I should have received by now, Father, release them into my hands right now in the name of Jesus. Make those good things happen. Every good thing that should have happened in my life before now, oh Lord, make them happen now in my life in the name of Jesus. Create the way for them to happen. Make a way for them to happen to me. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, lead and guide me into the perfect will of God for my life. Lead and guide me into the perfect plans of God for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, lead and guide me into the perfect will of God for my life. Lead and guide me into the perfect plans of God for my life. In other words, you are saying, Holy Spirit, make sure that I don't miss the perfect will of God for my life. Lead and guide my life in such a way that I do not miss the perfect will of God for my life. Lead and guide my life in such a way that I do not miss the manifestation of the perfect will of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, lead me into the perfect will of God for my life. Holy Spirit, continue to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, lead me into the perfect plan of God for my life. Guide me into the perfect plan of God for my life. Make sure that the plan of God for my life is what happens in my life. In the name of Jesus, lead my life in such a way that it is God's plan that will happen in my life and not Satan's plan and not my own plan. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for your love and mercies and compassion in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for every good thing you have released into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for great things you have in store for us, much of which eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, and no one has ever thought about those things. Thank you because all those things you have in store for us, you shall fulfill, you shall bring them to pass in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you show mercy on your people here, forgive their sins, pardon their iniquities, and help their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, that you attend to every aspect of the lives of your people and Give them the helps that they need. Give them the victories that they need. Now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the grace of God shall be sufficient in your life to uphold you, to make you stronger than your weaknesses and enemies, and to give you victory and dominion over Satan and all his attacks in Jesus' name. I pray that all the blessings God have already released into your life, that the enemy is not allowing to appear in your life, I decree that the hand of God can release them into your hands right now in Jesus' name. The future that God has designed for you shall now begin to appear in your life in Jesus' name. The future that God has designed and destined for you, I decree that that future shall not miss you, and you shall not miss that future in the name of Jesus. The power of God shall manifest in your life to give you successes, breakthroughs, prosperity, and greatness and excellence in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.